USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump had no problem winning the Iowa Republican caucuses Monday night, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures and blowing snow to deliver the victory for the former president. His win? The largest for a contested presidential caucus in Iowa in decades. Raymond Arroyo of Fox News said that he talked to several Iowans who told him this.
Most of them told me, though, they are voting for the Trump record. Yeah. What he gave them before that they want back again.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis edged out former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley for second place. State roads managers reminding drivers it's best to stay cautious as this week's nationwide Arctic blast will lead to more slick roads in many places Wednesday.
There is a chance of some slight refreezing, so we're going to be cognizant of that as well.
Charlie Gishler is with the Maryland State Highway Administration. This week's Arctic blast brought snow, ice, and those sub-zero wind chills nearly from coast to coast and border to border in the U.S. Parts of the extreme southeastern U.S., as well as the desert southwest, avoided the worst of the storms. As war between Israel and Hamas triggers smaller clashes across the Middle East region, the U.S. and U.K. continue combating Houthi militants in Yemen, who have been attacking international shipping in the Red Sea for months.
Attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea does have a direct attack on British interests.
Former U.K. National Security Advisor and Ambassador to the U.N. Mark Lyle Grant, the U.S. says it shot down a Houthi rebel missile fired at a U.S. warship this week. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. The Pentagon confirmed Austin has been released from Walter Reed Military Hospital. They'll reportedly work remotely for a time and have full access to secure communications capabilities. This is questions remain about why it took so long for the Pentagon to notify the White House and Congress of Austin's hospitalization. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Boeing taking a hard look at quality control.
This after a door plug blew open on an Alaska Airlines flight. The company is planning additional inspections for its 737 MAX planes. In an email to employees, CEO of Boeing's Commercial Airplanes Division, Stan Deal, said he'll bring in an outside party to make an assessment on the quality management system. I'm Dave Collins.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president as an independent candidate. During a visit to Atlanta this week, he said he believes he'll face President Biden and former President Trump in the general election this November.
He showed me these numbers that made it clear that I have a pathway where I can win. And I showed them to my wife, and we talked about it for probably 6 months. And then she said, yeah, I'm on board.
During a visit with the Black Information Network, Gallup polls have showed RFK Jr. does well with young people and independents, which is now the largest group of voters in the country. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is trying to enhance the child tax credit. Today they released a $78 billion tax package that would not only do that, but would also restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces some problems. Some lawmakers want it attached to a must-pass bill to help push it through, but the bill may need to go as a standalone bill. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.